Welcome to the Cookie Effect Quarantine Chronicles. Hey guys, how you doing? I'm your girl Cookie. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Grown and Sexy Club. Oh my goodness, guys, we are broadcasting live, okay, in my quarantine studio, okay, practicing social distancing, all right, and isolation, and also washing my hands, all right? So I decided I'd come on here and check on you guys and see how you guys are handling everything, all right? Guys, the world has gone crazy. The world has gone crazy, and I just need each and every one of you to just know that we're all in the same boat. We're all in the same boat, and what we have to do to get through this is to stick together like glue, practice not being selfish, okay, selflessness, thinking about others, and being obedient, following the rules. Whether you agree with the rules or you don't agree with the government rules, and you know, you have some theories, and you know, whatever you think is going on right now, either way, we have to follow the rules, guys. We have to follow the rules, social distancing, isolation, washing our hands, and just doing everything we're asked to do so that you know within yourself you are protecting yourself and everybody else around you, okay? So that's why I wanted to come on here and just, you know, use my platform to uplift you guys and just motivate you and just talk through it, okay? So today what we're going to do is, you know, I'm going to give you guys some tips. Okay, some ideas on, you know, how you can get through the next few days. You know, right now, congratulations, everybody. We've been quarantined for what, 6 days? We've been quarantined for 6 days. We've made it. It's now Friday, and you know, you've made it. You know, the kids are still alive. You are not in a mental institution. You haven't killed anyone. Yes, it's a success, okay? So what I need you guys to do is relax. We all gotta relax, okay? It's a serious pandemic going on. There are people who are really affected by this, and it's not a joke. It's not a joke. And I feel like, I know on social media, people are like, you know, appalled at the fact that people are cracking jokes and making fun of the coronavirus. And, you know, some people are feeling like people are being insensitive and this, that, and the third. I appreciate all of that. And I understand where people are coming from. You know, but we all have to understand that people deal with certain things, traumas and things like that, in various different ways, okay? We deal with things in various different ways. So at a time like this, as long as people are not being really, really disrespectful, you know, I just think sometimes people laugh through the pain. A lot of people laugh through the pain. You know, a lot of people, you know, you might know someone who genuinely, like, shit is going on, everybody's panicked, and they're cracking jokes. And it's like, bruh, not right now, too soon, you know? And it doesn't mean they don't care. It just means that that's how they deal with it, okay? But regardless of all of that, we all, like I said, have to be obedient and follow the rules. Follow the rules. Keep away from people. Keep away from places. Keep your hygiene levels up. Wash your hands. Take care of your kids. Be aware of your surroundings. Be mindful of your body and how you're feeling. If you feel like you've got signs of the flu, don't wait. Go to the doctors and try and get seen to. don't take it for granted that you don't have it. And apparently some people are getting it at testing positive even without symptoms, which is more scary because you could be walking around and you're walking coronavirus. You feel me? So please, guys, let's be obedient and let's just, you know, follow the rules. All right. Okay. So guys, now a few tips from me to you. Okay. I know a few parents have been stressing out, and trust me, I'm with you all the way. I am there with you 1001%. I have three kids. Okay. I have three kids in different levels of education. And so it's, you know, a high schooler, a middle schooler, almost middle schooler, and a preschooler. So, you know, I feel your pain. I can relate on so many levels. Trust me. But parents, don't let this break you. Okay? One little tip, or what I found that has helped me throughout the week, okay, is number one, I realized I suck at homework. I am not made to be a teacher. I don't have the patience. Thank you, teachers. Salutes to all the teachers in the world because you guys are amazing. I don't know how you guys do it, but child, I can't do it. I cannot do it, bro. First of all, I don't understand what the... It's just so different to when I was in school. Things are just different. The words are different. It just sounds like gibberish. I don't even know what's going on. And then the child is looking to me like, yo, come on then. What's up? Guys, I completely understand how you guys are feeling, okay? What I found to help me pretty much, you know, cope with that was make sure that you have all the information for the kids' school, their teacher's email, their teacher's, you know, phone number or whatever, you know, text app or whatever. Make sure you have that information. If you feel stuck with doing the homework and stuff like that, feel free to text or email the teachers. From what I know, the teachers are available to get help out from home. So don't feel like it's all on you. If you feel stuck, generally feel stuck, feel free to message the teachers. I'm sure they'll get back to you. Feel free to ask, you know, text other parents that you know, and y'all could figure it out like that. Y'all could even have Skype homework dates. You know, if that would help. Two parents are better than one, right? So, you know, y'all could gather around and have Skype homework dates and together figure this shit out. You know, don't feel that you are alone. You know, if they have another parent somewhere else, or they have an aunt, uncle, or anything, you know, that you know is good at a certain subject, now is the time to call them. They ain't going nowhere. They're available for you. So you can message them, ask them the questions. Don't feel like you're alone. Don't let the homework thing drive you mental, okay? Second of all, oh my goodness. Guys, you know how these kids eat, okay? I found that they think they're on vacation. They really think they're on vacation, guys. And I am stressing the out. My fridge is... I mean, what's going on? And I see on Facebook, every parent is complaining about the same goddamn thing. And there was a funny meme that said something about use your school stomach. Use your school stomach. You don't go to the fridge every 5 minutes at school. Why are you doing it now? So guys, what I figured out might help is treat the weeks like school, okay? Pre-make their sandwiches, pre-make their lunches, wrap them up like they're going to school, you know, put it out, put their snacks out, and let them know that this is it. This is it until dinner time. Don't ask me for nothing. Don't say nothing. This is it. So that way, you're not bombarded every 2 seconds and you know they have something to eat. And if they finish that before it's time for the next one, then use your school stomach. Use your school stomach. So yeah, those were my 2 tips for you. And don't worry, I will be coming once a week to do the Cookie Effect Quarantine Chronicles. You heard it here first. Cookie Effect Quarantine Chronicles. I'll be bringing you some tips. I'll be bringing you some ideas. Okay, so stay tuned. Every Friday's Cookie Effect Quarantine Chronicles. You can hear me on YouTube. You can listen to it on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, everywhere. All right, guys? All right, so let's move on. Okay, now, another tip. Another idea, you know, I was just thinking, you know, as parents, you know, I'm going to deal with parents and maybe in the next episode I'll talk about others. All right. So meal ideas, because, you know, when they're at school, you don't got to worry about breakfast. You don't got to worry about lunch, you know, so you are making one meal perhaps a day, you know, and trust me, I'm a person who cooks every single day. Monday to Thursday. I don't cook on Fridays. I take a break. The chef needs a break. I take a break on Fridays and Saturdays, and then I start back cooking from Sunday to Thursday. All right? And I cook real meals. All right? So imagine now they're home and you have to make pretty much breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I know that can be frustrating and that can be super hard. So my tip to you is maybe just treat it like a school day, okay? A little something in the morning that they can do themselves. So they're not, so you don't have to, unless they're babies and stuff, or like even my 5-year-old, he can make his own waffles. He can get it from the freezer, he can put it in the toaster, and he can get it started, put his syrup. He's learning to cut, and that's it. You know, that's why it's so important to teach your kids early certain things, you know? And so you could do that. The bigger kids can make their cereals and things like that. You can even set up the cereal bowls and things like that in the night before so that in the morning they could just help themselves. Keep it simple. Keep it light in the mornings. And then at lunchtime, after the homework period, then, you know, now you're ready to kind of make lunch. Keep it simple. Sandwiches, you know, so many different toppings of sandwiches, you know what I mean? Depending on what your kids like, you know, go and buy like ham, turkey, you know, tuna, you know, chocolate spread, butter. You know, my kid eats butter and chocolate spread, one of them. Yeah, things like that. Get those Lunchables and things like that. Keep it simple. And then at nighttime, you make a proper dinner. You know, keep it simple. Don't stress yourself out. You know, in terms of dinners, you know, rice, you know, potatoes, you know, mashed potatoes. Rice goes with so many different things. You can make rice and eat it with and make it in so many different ways. And you can make so many different things with it. So rice is a good thing to definitely have on deck. Potatoes is another good thing. You can make mashed potatoes. You can make fries. You can make baked potatoes. You can make potato salad. You can make all kinds of things with potatoes. So that's another good thing to have on deck at this time, okay? Try not to get things that is gonna be, that's gonna run your stomach, that's gonna make you have diarrhea, because, you know, there are no toilet papers. There are no toilet papers, and we got to think smart. So don't make things, don't have too much sugary things and things like that that's going to, you know, make your kid's stomach hurt. Now is not the time for us to be having diarrhea problems, pooping everywhere. Like, we don't have diaper money. We don't have fucking toilet paper money. There's no toilet papers. You know what I'm saying? So let's think smart. Don't give them too much juices, sweet, sugary juices. Don't do that, because then they could have the runs and then you're stuck with another issue. So try not to do that, guys. Try not to do that. I hope that this is helping you guys. I hope this is giving you guys some hints and tips. And please, guys, if you enjoy this, let me know, comment, leave your messages, email me, let me know what you think. Follow me on IG, is Cookie Effect Podcast. Let me know what you would like for me to do during this time of our quarantine, okay? So that's about the tips I have for the parents. I hope this helps you guys. If people are, you know, worried and you have anxiety issues and stuff, and you're a germaphobe, I know that right now your anxiety levels are kicking in and you are freaking out. And I just want you guys to relax. Just relax. You know, everything will be okay. Just try to be positive. Try not to watch the news too much, you know, but be informed, you know. Try not to, try to use this time to meditate. Try to use this time to connect with your friends, your family, people. Now is the time for us to not keep moaning about the situation. Let's use the situation as something positive, something to build us up. Let's use this time to calm down, to start thinking. If you're a person that's so busy, you never have time for your family members, now is the time to reach out to them. Now is the time to write letters, emails, reach out, make phone calls to your friends, to your family, to people that you always put to the back burner. Now is the time to enjoy your families, to connect. If you don't have any of that, then now is the time to love on yourself, pamper yourself, you know, think about your future. Think about, you know, now is the time to start, you know, maybe perhaps thinking of your goals for the next few months, you know, thinking of your job, thinking of, you know, how you want to elevate yourself and, you know, whatever your situation is, now is the time. If you focus on the positives and make use of this time instead of moaning and complaining about it, you're going to, first of all, time will pass by and you won't even realize it. And afterwards, you're just going to be such a different person once we get through this, all of us, you know? So use this time wisely. I don't want my platform to be a platform where we're going to moan and make everybody scared and make everybody worry. I don't want to do that. I want to uplift. I want you guys to know that we're in this together. And I want you guys to know that, you know, it doesn't matter. There's no right or wrong way to deal with this. Just deal with it however way you see fit for you and your family. But first, and most importantly, your mental health comes first, okay? Your mental health comes first. And please, everybody, follow the rules. Follow the rules. Social distancing, whether you agree with it or not, let's just do it, you know? Isolation, if you feel sick. And I know that some people are really, really, they hate being on their own. They can't keep still. But now is the time to figure that shit out, bro. You're going to be your own best friend. You have to learn to be your own best friend at this time. Calm down. Relax. Okay? All right, guys, that's it for the Cookie Effect Podcast. Chronicles, Quarantine Chronicles. I'm still getting used to the name, okay? It's Cookie Effect Quarantine Chronicles. I'll be coming to you live, okay, in my quarantine isolation, okay, every week. Look out for this. I hope you guys enjoy it. If you enjoy it, please send me an email, leave me a comment with a thumbs up. Let me know you enjoyed this episode one, okay? I'll be posting every Friday to give you guys updates and uplift you guys and see how you guys are doing, all right? Hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Keep safe. Follow the rules. Follow the rules, okay? Follow the rules. Keep safe and enjoy your weekend. Stay prayed up. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. I'm your girl, Cookie, Miss Capricorn, Miss Tell It Like It Is, Cookie Crew. Peace.